Coming up next on Passion Struck. Time, they say, is the fundamental unit of life. We experience life through the passage of time, with each moment, second, and minute building upon the last and culminating in years. Thus, the idea of year-end reflection is simply taking a pause in time to measure our life's progress so far and how we can do better going forward. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Momentum Friday and episode 390 of Passion Struck, consistently ranked as the number one alternative health podcast. And thank you to each and every one of you who come back weekly to listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. My new book, Passion Struck, which was recommended by the Next Big Idea Club, is now available for pre-order. And if you do so before February 6, you get access to over $300 of different curated gifts that I've made just for my community. Go to passionstruck.com/passionstruck. Book. I also wanted to bring to your attention that from the book, we have developed the Passion Struck quiz. You can find that on the Passion Struck home site or on the book page as well. Go check it out and figure out whether you're a subsister, a vanquisher, or an orchestrator. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here. Or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, and we so appreciate it when you do that. We have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into convenient topics that give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything they do here on the show. Either go to passionstruck.com/starterpacks or Spotify to get started. And in case you missed my interview from earlier in the week, it featured Dr. BJ Fogg, who is an esteemed behavior scientist at Stanford University and the best-selling author of the book Tiny Habits. And we explore his Tiny Habits method by examining how to apply it to different life events such as overcoming trauma, mental health challenges, and dealing with toxic achievement culture. And if you love BJ's episode or today's, we would so appreciate you giving it a 5-star rating and review. They go such a long way in bringing more people into the Passion Struck community where we can give them doses of hope, meaning, and inspiration. And I know we and our guests love to hear from our listeners. Now let's talk about today's episode. As the final days of 2023 unfold, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment that's ideal for engaging in a meaningful year-end reflection. This isn't merely a recap of the year's events. It's an opportunity to deeply appreciate and to learn from each experience that we've encountered. Throughout this year, every moment has been a crucial step on our path to intentional living, from forging new career paths and venturing into entrepreneurship to exploring uncharted destinations and forming new connections. Each one of us has stitched together a unique collection of experiences. Yet within the fabric of sweet victories and glamorous moments, the chapters of 2023 also hold accounts of bitter challenges, including job losses, the end of certain relationships, and setbacks in our professional and personal pursuits. As we turn the final pages of the calendar year, it's a chance to reflect and recharge. Imagine starting 2024 with insights gained from victories and challenges, setting intentions aligned with your vision of success. This episode isn't about dwelling on missed opportunities, nor is it about self-congratulation. It's about peering through the experiences of 2023 to uncover patterns and lessons that we might have missed. Our discussion today centers on introspection and growth, exploring how the profound principles of intentional living have shaped our experiences. Whether you faced hurdles or achieved milestones, this episode is for you. We'll delve into insights from my upcoming book, Passion Struck, 12 Powerful Principles to Unlock Your Purpose and Ignite Your Most Intentional Life, showing how these principles are not just theories, but lived experiences that can profoundly transform our lives. So let's embark on this journey of wisdom, reflection, and shared learning. As we bid farewell to the transformative year of 2023, let's continue discovering how to live a life that's truly passion struck now and in the coming year. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Reflection is the compass that guides us through the twists and turns of our professional and personal journeys. It's more than a casual glance backward. It's a profound pause, a collective act of peering into the recesses of our experiences and extracting lessons that shape who we are and who we want to become. If author and blogger Leo Babato is preaching about the practice of year-end reflection, then you know that there's something magical there worth exploring. And let's be real, who wouldn't want to close their chapter each December with more clarity than confusion? An unexpected benefit I stumbled upon while sifting through my past adventures was recognizing bucket list items that I'd unintentionally checked off throughout the year. I bet you've done some epic stuff too without even realizing it. Plus, reflecting isn't only about patting yourself on the back. It nudges us to confront these moments when we step outside of our comfort zones and face challenges head on. In the process of reflecting, we uncover layers of self-awareness, allowing us to properly assess our values, strengths, as well as our vulnerabilities. It's about understanding the nuances of our own narrative, allowing us to make choices that resonate with our authentic self and propel us towards growth. Furthermore, through reflection, we lay the groundwork for intentional living and gain a conscious choice to carry forward the lessons learned, the growth experienced, and the gratitude cultivated throughout the year. So how do we recognize the moments that really mattered? In the whirlwind of daily life, we often breeze past moments that upon closer inspection hold significant weight in our personal development and growth. It's these seemingly small yet impactful experiences that deserve our attention as we reflect on the year's journey. Think of the casual conversation that shifted your perspective, or a volunteer activity that brought unexpected joy. These instances, though subtle, have played a pivotal role in shaping who we are today. Consider how each choice and each action has contributed to your current standing. This includes practical decisions like adopting self-improvement tools to organize your daily routines. Yes, even those revolving around the once mundane kitchen table. It also encompasses the steps that you've taken to enhance your mental well-being, such as engaging in intentional self-care activities. These conscious choices that are often made in the pursuit of personal betterment have a profound impact over time on our overall life trajectory. But reflecting on the past isn't about just reminiscing. It's a tool for honing decision-making skills. By examining our past actions, we become more adept at avoiding making impulsive purchase decisions, as well as managing our time more effectively. This kind of self-reflection nurtures our ability to make smarter, more considered choices when we embrace future endeavors. We often find that hands-on experience is the best teacher, and by revisiting these experiences, we can extract valuable lessons that guide us moving forward. So I want to go through a strategic approach for how to embark on the art of year-end reflection. In my upcoming book, Passion Struck, I emphasize the importance of the deliberate action process, a six-step method that has been instrumental in significantly enhancing my life. A critical yet often overlooked step in the process is measurement. To truly gauge our progress, we need to reflect on it, not just anecdotally, but methodically. As you prepare to engage in this reflection, it's vital to approach it with the right tools and mindset. Arm yourself with a pen and a notebook, or your preferred digital note-taking device. Now, find a peaceful moment dedicated to this exercise. That may mean you need to come back to this episode. I want you to really focus without distractions. In this reflective journey, consider the following key areas of your life over the past year. You can tackle them in any sequence that feels natural to you. First one is goals and expectations. What were the goals that you set out to accomplish this year, and how well did you achieve them? The second is encountered challenges. What significant obstacles did you face? And more importantly, how did you navigate them? The third is celebrated milestones. What achievements and successes did you mark this year? And the fourth one is learnings and insights. What insights have you gained, and how have they been integrated into your life? Feel free to expand on these categories as needed, but let's initially concentrate on these fundamental elements. For each one, engage in deep reflection. Ask yourself, what aspects were successful? What could have been better? What are the valuable lessons that each experience provided? And how do you plan to apply these insights in the future? By systematically working through these questions, you'll not only measure your progress over the past year, but also gain profound insights on improvement. This deliberate and thoughtful reflection is instrumental in deepening your understanding of past experiences. It serves as a solid foundation for ongoing development, equipping you with the tools and knowledge for continuous growth in the upcoming year. So next, I want to dive into how do do you harness perspective to master time management? In the realm of personal growth and self-improvement, understanding and managing time is a critical skill, as delineated in PassionStruck. Through the concept of perspective harnessing, time is not just a linear, fixed entity. It is a malleable dimension that we can expand or contract through our perceptions and actions. This understanding is vital as we reflect upon how we used our time over the past year. Time, as we know, is the canvas upon which the tapestry of life is woven. Each moment, second, and minute builds upon the last, shaping our years and ultimately our lives. Year-end reflection is a pause in this continuous flow of time, an opportunity to measure our progress and strategize for the future. When reflecting, consider how your management of time has either propelled you towards your goals or kept you ensnared in a cycle of unproductive busyness. Have you found yourself wondering, where did the year go? This common realization highlights why year-end reflection is crucial. It's an opportunity to dissect how we've spent our time and eliminate unproductive habits. So approach this by considering the way in which your daily habits, like social media scrolling or digital distractions, may have unknowingly consumed significant portions of your time. It's akin to discovering unexpected expenses that are eating into your budget. An honest self-evaluation of how we are spending our time can reveal enlightening patterns, the productive habits that bolster your goals, and the counterproductive ones that hinder them. Identify those trivial moments when distractions disrupted your focus and resolve to make the upcoming year different. This process is absolutely essential for anyone that's serious about making personal advancement over the next year. And then there's identifying time wasters and how to remove them from your life. Reflect on how overcommitment may have impacted your previous year and embrace the power of saying no without guilt. Reflect upon the time spent in unproductive meetings or embarking on projects without clear objectives. Now is the time to break free from those patterns. As you enter the new year, remember that old habits can quickly sully a fresh start. Mastering time involves more than just utilizing organizational tools. It requires transforming reflections into tangible actions. Instead of setting fleeting New Year's resolutions, adopt a more sustainable approach. Use the lessons from the last year to develop strategies that are more practical and achievable. Focus on building plans grounded in your successes and aim for continuous improvement every single day. By harnessing perspective to view time as a flexible resource, you can make more informed, impactful decisions about how to spend it, leading to a more fulfilled and intentional life. So next, I'm going to go through how do you turn reflections into actionable goals. This year has been a remarkable journey, guiding growth seekers and high achievers in discovering, igniting, and cultivating their purpose and unlocking their hidden potential. Through my podcast, speaking engagements, YouTube channel, and upcoming book, I have shared a wealth of insights and practical lessons. Now, as we reflect, it's crucial to assess how these insights have been integrated into your life. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, a pivotal 18th century writer, once said, "Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do." Embracing this philosophy, let's dive into some of the lessons that I shared throughout the year and that I highlight in my upcoming book. The true value of these lessons lies in their application and the tangible results that they yield in your life. The first was living intentionally with passion and perseverance. In episode 380, I explored integrating purpose and determination into every aspect of your life. I emphasized the vital role of intentionality, portraying it as a guiding compass that ensures our actions are not only consistent, but are imbued with deep purpose. The theme of merging passion and perseverance with intentionality forms the core of the first two chapters of my upcoming book. Ask yourself, have you interlaced passion and perseverance throughout your daily actions? Consider how intentionality has guided your choices, ensuring that they're more than just persistent efforts, but rather are actions that are rich with purpose and meaning. The second lesson I want to cover was one that I delivered in episode 383, where I provided you with essential strategies to overcome fear and self-doubt. I dove deep into different techniques, such as cognitive restructuring, as well as anxiety optimization, providing actionable steps to cultivate self-awareness, to challenge negative self-talk, to set realistic goals, practice self-compassion, and to celebrate progress along the way. I dive even deeper into this topic in chapters 3 and 5 of my upcoming book. Now I want to ask you, how have you implemented these techniques in your own life? It's about transforming fear and self-doubt into resilience and self-confidence through ongoing reflection and practice. Third, the art of risk-taking, which I discussed in episode 331, is vital for unlocking flourishing in your life. This episode not only shed light on the significance of embracing risks, but provided strategic steps to navigate effective risk-taking. Now it's time to reflect. How have you integrated these strategies into your life? Think about how you have used these strategies to refine your approach to risk-taking, transforming it from a daunting challenge to nuanced art. Next, in episode 340, we journey together to uncover the remarkable effects of kindness on our happiness, health, and personal growth. We delved into the fascinating science behind how acts of kindness not only diminish stress, but also activate the brain's reward centers, potentially enhancing our longevity. As you reflect on these insights, consider how you have integrated kindness into your daily life. Have you extended daily acts of kindness to others, creating a ripple effect of positivity in your surroundings? The impact of those small but powerful actions can be profound, not only those who are on the receiving end, but also for your own well-being and the collective spirit of empathy that binds us together. Also, in episode 197, in my conversation with renowned author Dan Pink, we delved into the modern culture struggles with how we perceive regret. This enlightening interview provided you with a new perspective on how to view regrets, illuminating the idea that regrets shouldn't be extinguished, but instead harnessed for personal growth. So ask yourself, have you transformed your own moments of regret into opportunities for deep introspection and growth? Have you learned to see regrets not as mistakes, but as critical insights? By understanding and acknowledging your regrets, you're not just coming to terms with the inherent imperfections of being human. You're actively using these experiences as powerful catalysts for a more enlightened and purpose-driven life, turning each regret into a step towards a deeper understanding of yourself and the world around you. Next, in episode 353, we tackled the intricate challenge of overcoming the savior complex, also known as white knight syndrome. This episode was a deep dive into understanding the delicate balance between offering genuine support and the unintentional consequences when we try to be a hero to everyone. This shift is essential to protect both your well-being and the quality of your interactions with others. Reflect on the steps that you've taken since then. Have you managed to find a way to care for yourself while also being a support for others? Think about where you've walked the tightrope of being a supportive ally without falling into the trap of trying to fix everyone else's problems. By embracing this balanced approach, you contribute not only to your own well-being, but also to the cultivation of meaningful and sustainable connections with those that you care about. And then lastly, in episode 349, I shared the inspiring story of Jason C. Redman, a former Navy SEAL and officer who faced severe injuries and daunting challenges. His story is a testament to human resilience, showing that even in the harshest adversities, it's possible not just to survive, but to thrive. Teaser alert, I have Jason coming onto the program in the very near future. This episode was a powerful reminder that tough times are a universal part of the human experience. However, the way that we respond to those challenges is what truly defines us. It's your choices and mindset that determine whether adversity will be a breaking point or a forge of strength. As you think about this, consider how you have cultivated a mindset that's geared towards resilience and optimism. How have you transformed challenges into opportunities for growth and for purpose? Remember that it's in the face of tough times that our true strength is often revealed, and it's through overcoming these obstacles that we can find a life rich with meaning and fulfillment. As we conclude this episode and reflect on 2023, I urge you, my valued listeners, to intentionally engage in reflection on the invaluable lessons that this year has imparted. Your proactive participation in this reflection is crucial as you gear up for the coming year. It arms you with the wisdom to navigate both familiar and unexpected challenges. Remember, the true value of these lessons lies in your willingness to learn from them. As you move forward, I encourage you to embrace these lessons that we've discussed. Apply the principles of intentional living, harness your ability to take calculated risks, and practice kindness both towards yourself and others. Remember, in each challenge lies an opportunity to grow stronger and more resilient. Be a source of inspiration as you navigate the complexities of life. Carry with you the knowledge that no matter the obstacles that you face, you have the strength and the tools to overcome them and emerge even stronger. Thank you for joining me on this journey of reflection and growth. May the lessons that we've shared today guide you towards a life filled with purpose, resilience, and unwavering passion to thrive no matter what comes your way. Here's to the year ahead as we continue to grow, learn, and be unapologetically passion-struck. I hope you all enjoyed that show, and I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and especially those who tuned in to listen. Videos for today will be on our YouTube channel at John R. Miles. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. You can find me on all the social platforms at John R. Miles. You can sign up for my personal development newsletter at passionstruck.com, or you can sign up for my work-oriented newsletter, Work Intentionally, on LinkedIn. You're about to hear a preview of the Passion Struck podcast interview that I did with Maria Menounos, an American television presenter, podcast host, and best-selling author. You might remember Maria, who hosted E! News and Extra, was a TV correspondent for Today, as well as Access Hollywood, and also co-hosted the Miss Universe 2023 pageant. This is a deeply personal episode where she talks about her highs and her lows of dealing with both pancreatic cancer and a brain tumor.
We have to take a lot more ownership over the healthcare situation in our lives because the doctors are overwhelmed. You know your body better than anybody. At the end of the day, you have to keep fighting for answers. You have to keep pushing. If something isn't feeling right, you've got to keep going and getting a new doctor. If your doctor is maybe gaslighting you, and that's happened to me too, you just have to keep pushing. If the pain persists, so should you. You got to keep looking.
Remember that we rise by lifting others. So share this show with those that you love. And if you found today's episode useful, then definitely share it with those that you love and care about. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. Until next time, go out there and become passion struck.